Blog Talk Radio.
This is my testimony, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words. Love is felt most.
Love is felt most when
it's genuine.
Love is genuine.
I had my share of love abuse.
Abuse
manipulated.
And its strength.
Misused.
And
I can't help but to give God
glory.
When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell.
And I know
you favored
me
because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny. Because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love.
Love
is patient.
Love is kind.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated
it
and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today when I think about all I've been through. And I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that he favored me. Because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me. Because greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did.
They
told a whole lot of lies. But God favored me.
My character.
My integrity.
My faith in God. He favored me.
But it would not fall.
Would not bend.
Won't compromise.
God favored me.
I spoke life
and
prosperity.
I
even spoke
health.
He favored me.
They whispered
about me.
They conspired
against me.
They told
a whole lot of
lies on me.
But God favored
me.
My character.
My integrity.
My faith
in God.
He favored
me.
It will not fall.
Not going
to bend.
Won't compromise.
God
favored
me.
I speak
prosperity.
And I speak
health.
In
question,
but he
favored
me.
I promised
him
that I
wouldn't compromise,
although
I was going
through,
and I
spoke life,
and I
spoke prosperity,
and
I spoke
health.
But I want you to know tonight you got faith.
Got faith in me.
In your trial, in your test, in your hard time, don't worry.
Got faith in me.
Attack your character, attack your integrity. Don't worry, no, no.
Got faith in me.
Touch your neighbor, encourage the person next to you. Tell them I got it. Tell them I got it. I can say it.
One more time, everybody, lift your voice all over this world and say, God favors me.
God favors me.
Can I make you put your phone down? Mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. Now I believe. Now I can see that wonders are still what you do. Bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. Now I believe, 'cause now I can see that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. You got it. Set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do. You'll say, 'cause we need a move. We need a move.
Let me do that verse again, baby. And bodies are still being raised.
Come and
healing is coming in this room. Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming. Miracles happen when you move. Healing is coming in this room. Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming. 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 Heaven is coming.
For all you that have my life, welcome, welcome, welcome to World Gospel Connection. It is Women's Day Thursday, and I'm super excited. My guest today is Pastor Tonya Ratliff, a phenomenal woman of God. Get your pen and papers together because she has a word from the Lord just for you on today. We're on here to encourage, inspire, and uplift each other. We are here to encourage and inspire and uplift each other. Keep pressing through. Definitely want to give a shout out to all the countries that's listening in. United States, of course, Paris, Japan, South Korea, India, Ireland, Portuguese, Jamaica, the Netherlands, Canada, Brazil, Ghana, Nigeria, Zimbabwe, South Africa, China, Hong Kong, Germany, Bulgaria, Russia, Mexico, and the United Kingdom. Thank you guys for tuning in on a daily basis to hear an apostle and I and other guests that come on here to uplift you and give your word just for you. We know you cannot praise God openly, but know on this side of the globe that we're praying and interceding for you. You're not in this fight alone. Ukraine, we're praying for you. Other countries, we're praying for you. If you need us, please feel free to reach out at 832-519-7646. Apostle and I will intercede and immediately go into prayer with you. Remember, iron sharpens iron. God does not care about what you did last night nor this morning. All he wants is a yes from you. Surrender your life to Christ. No, it's not going to be easy, but it's going to be worth it. Faith the size of a mustard seed. Just imagine, that's a, you can put a mark on a piece of paper with a pen. It's that small, but God is bigger. Remember, you're a royal priesthood. You're a child of a king. You're not alone anymore. Remember, once you open up your eyes in the morning, put your helmet of salvation on and ask God to guard your mind. Because the enemy thinks, I'm going to say this again, that thing thinks once he attacks your mind, you will lose your mind, and we're not going to do that. Find people that will pray with you, that will push you where you need to be, and that's what we're here for on Worldwide Gospel Connection. Remember, you're not alone. The scripture for this morning is Philippians 4:13. I can do all this through him who gives me strength. Remember, Philippians 4:13, I can do all this through him who gives me strength. If you don't know the word, I'm telling you, read 2 or 3 scriptures a day. Start either in the beginning, in Genesis. I personally started in Matthew's, but continue to push through. That's all God wants is a step. Make that first step, and he'll take care of the rest. Remember, nowhere in the Bible it says it's going to be easy, but it did state having faith the size of a mustard seed can move mountains. You don't have to know the Bible, all 6 Bibles just yet. Learn it. You can't continue to live on Meemaw and Big Mama prayers. You have to go to God for yourself and intercede for yourself. Talk to him for yourself. And watch what he do for your life. Your family is dependent on you. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer, we are here to encourage and inspire you. Keep holding on, people of God. I'm telling you, keep holding on. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer. We're going to go to a musical break, and we'll be back.
You are important. need you to survive. I won't harm you with words from my mouth. I love you. I need you to survive.
Woman of God, Pastor Tanya, coming on to give a word just for you from the Lord. Get your pens and paper together. Get ready to eat and enjoy this word. Pastor Tanya, good morning, woman of God. How are you?
Good morning. I am well on this morning.
Amen. Amen. Well, the floor is yours. I'm going on mute. I'm excited. I'm ready to take my notes.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, good morning. Happy Thankful Thursday, everyone who's listening, who's tuning in. First of all, we give God all glory, all honor, and all praise for this new day. We thank him just for allowing us, for gracing us to just be here. And it is truly an honor and a privilege to be able to come on and share with you on this morning. One of my passions is pouring into and speaking into the lives of women. And it is so critical in this hour that as women, we empower each other. We encourage one another. We push. We inspire. We motivate, because there is greatness on the inside of each of us. And so I really just thank God for this platform, for the visionary, for Pastor on today, allowing me to just come and to share a word on today. And if you don't remember anything else that I say on today, I want you to know that you are significant, and the gift that God has given you is powerful, and that somebody needs you to stand up and walk in your true, authentic self so they can experience what God placed on the inside of you. So even before we go to our message on today, let us go into prayer for a moment. Eternal God, how we honor you, we thank you, we bless you, and we praise your name. For this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for what you are getting ready to release, Lord God, upon the lives of all those who are tuning in on this morning. God, prepare our hearts and our minds, Lord God, to receive what it is that you want to speak to us on today. Lord, I completely move out of the way and I surrender unto you, Lord God. Think through my mind and speak through my lips, Lord God. Give me the Sons of Issachar anointing that I may know what to say, God, in the seasons and in the times that you are calling me to speak, God. God, none of me but all of you, Lord God. I take a back seat to your glory, Lord God. God, use me on today, Lord God. God, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Father, we cover, Lord God, this atmosphere. We bind every plot, every plan, every scheme, every wile, every demonic infantry and tactic of the enemy. We render him harmless, null and void, and ineffective, Lord God. We decree that your Holy Spirit is here, and that your Holy Spirit and your angels are fighting and warring against, Lord God, every principality that would try to come on assignment, Lord God, to hinder what it is that you want to do, Lord God. God, we set the atmosphere, an atmosphere of worship, an atmosphere of praise, God. We set the atmosphere, Lord God, that every satanic force that would try to impede or hinder, God, or block what you want to do, we cancel them from their assignment, Lord God. We dismantle their tactics and their schemes, and we send them back, God, to the pits of hell from which they came. And God, we give you glory, honor, and praise for what is getting ready to take place. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen, amen, amen. For a moment, if you would go quickly with me to the book of Acts, Acts the 28th chapter, and I'm going to be reading verses 1 through 6, which will be the backdrop for our message on today. And this is what it reads in Acts 28, verses 1 through 6. It says, "Once safely on the shore, we found out that the island was called Malta. The islanders showed us unusual kindness. They built a fire and welcomed us all because it was raining and cold. Paul gathered a pile of brushwood, and as he put it on the fire, a viper, driven out by the heat, fastened itself on his hand. When the islanders saw the snake hanging from his hand, they said to each other, 'This man must be a murderer, for though he escaped from the sea, the goddess Justice has not allowed him to live.'" Here, this is our sermonic spotlight on today. "But Paul shook the snake off into the fire and suffered no ill effects." Can I read that again? "But Paul shook the snake off into the fire and suffered no ill effects." Come on, I need to read that again. "But Paul shook the snake off into the fire and suffered no ill effects. The people, my God, expected him to swell up or suddenly fall dead. But after waiting a long time and seeing nothing unusual happen to them, they changed their minds and said he was a God, my God, my God. How many of you know that there are some people right now, some things that they said about you, some things that they even did to you, they expected it to cause you to be destroyed. They meant it for evil, but God used it for your good. Come on, they were expecting Paul to die. Come on, they said that Paul must have been evil. They assumed that because the viper attached itself to his hand, that he was not who he said he was. But that's one thing I love about God. God says, vengeance is mine and I shall repay. That's why sometimes we don't have to say nothing. We can be just like Jehoshaphat. The Lord told him, he said, be still. He just told him to stand still and see the salvation of your God. Come on, in this battle, you don't even have to fight, but just stand still. I'm talking to somebody right now. Just stand still, because we are so accustomed to trying to handle everything ourselves, because, you know, as women, some of us, you know, we're superwoman. Some of us as women, you know, we feel like we have to, and, you know, we have to be everything to everybody. But we have to understand that God created us for a purpose, and that purpose may not be that I'm called to everybody. That purpose may not be for me to stand on a mega stage, but it doesn't matter the size of the stage or the size of the audience. What really matters is that the purpose why I'm standing here, the message that God has called me to release, and the power that's going to be released when I release the message that's going to transform someone's life. And so on today, I really want to help you, because today, all of us who are listening, if we will be truthful, all of us today are in one of three places. Yeah, what are you saying? You, everybody on this line, everybody listening, tuning in, all of us, we're in one of three places. So what are those one of three places? We are either entering a fire. We're going into a fire. We're going into a test. We're going into a struggle. We're going into a storm. We're in the midst of the fire. We're in the midst of the fire. We're like the three Hebrew boys. Come on. We're Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We're in the midst of the fire. The fire is hot. Come on. It's like the fire has been turned up on us. Come on. It's like everywhere I look, there are fires that I'm putting out. There are fires on my job. There are fires, come on, in my family. There are fires in my finances. There are fires in the ministry. Everywhere I look, there's a fire that I'm trying to tame. There's a fire that I'm trying to put out. There's a fire that's raging, that's breathing. Oh, but I came to tell you on tonight, don't grow weary in doing what's right and doing what's good, for in due season you're going to reap if you faint not. Come on. Come on tonight. You're in the midst of the fire, or either you just exited the fire. You just came out of the fire. You're on the back end of the fire. Come on. I don't know where you are today, but I came to empower you. I came to edify you. I came to build you up and lift you up. I came to speak into your life and to let you know that no matter what you are going through on today, what has come up against you on today, God sent me on divine assignment to let you know that the fire you're currently experiencing, the fire that you have just entered into, or the fire that you just exited, the fire has a purpose. Come on, come on. The fire has a purpose. Come on. You have not just been sent into this. This has a purpose. Come on. Come on. The Bible says that he will perfect those things that concern us. Uh-huh. And sometimes in God preparing to perfect us for how he wants to use us, come on, it causes us to have to go through a fire. Where you get that from? Come here, Job. Come on. The Bible says that God asked the enemy, have you tried my servant Job? Have you tried Job? Come on. So God gave the enemy access to Job. Okay, come here. You still not convinced? Come here, Jesus. Come on. Jesus was led.
come on, by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness. Come on. He was in the wilderness. He was sent there on assignment. The wilderness had a purpose. He was in the wilderness fasting for 40 days and for 40 nights. Come on. So Job, come on, was tried in the fire. Uh-huh. Listen, even Jesus was tried in the fire. Yeah, still not enough for you? Come on. I've been tried in the fire. I've been tried in the fire. Yeah. Since October of 2021, I've been in the fire. Come on. I've had so many things come up against me. Uh-huh. People come up and try to rise up against me. Sickness try to arise against me. Come on, come on. Yes, yes, yes. It's like my grandmother used to say, it seems like everything has been thrown at me but the kitchen sink. Come on, COVID was thrown at me. Come on, come on. A potential lawsuit was thrown at me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Come on, come on. Scandalizing and persecution was thrown at me. Oh, but I feel like Maya Angelou on today. Still I rise. Come on, come on, come on. You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. Come on. She said, but still, come on, like the dust of the air, I'll rise. Come on, somebody needs to declare on today, I will rise. Come on, I'll arise from my past. I'll arise from my pain. Come on, I'll arise from my problems. Come on, I'll arise from what people say. Come on, I'll arise from what people do. Come on, I will arise. Come on, still I rise. Come on, you meant it for evil, but I'm still going to rise. Uh-huh. According to Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work out together. Come on, I came to tell you, no matter what you're in, no matter what you're facing, no matter what's coming against you, it's all going to work for your good. I don't know if anybody's listening from Louisiana, but when I think about that scripture, I'm reminded of some good old Louisiana gumbo. Come on, come on. And when you make gumbo in Louisiana, there are different types of gumbo that you can make. There's seafood gumbo, and then sometimes people do chicken and sausage gumbo. Oh, but it doesn't matter what kind of gumbo you make. Come on. It's going to be filled with all kind of meat. But whenever you finish cooking the gumbo and you let the gumbo cook, you'll notice that once you prepare to eat the gumbo, that the meat is not at the top, but the meat is at the bottom. And if you want to partake of the sausage, the crab, the shrimp, the chicken, whatever the individual placed in the gumbo when they cooked it, what you have to do is you got to begin to stir it from the bottom so the meat can rise to the top. And what God is saying on today, some things that have come against you were just like the gumbo. They caused you to find yourself at the bottom. Come on. Like Joseph, he was at the bottom of the pit. Come on. Come on. Come on. He was in prison. He even went to Potiphar's house. Come on. As a slave. But guess what? Even though he was in the pit, even though he was in the prison, even though he went to Potiphar's house, in the end, he arose. Come on. And his dream that was given to him was fulfilled. And I just came to prophesy to somebody on the day, and I came to make an announcement and a clarion call. Come on. This word was from heaven to the earth. Come on. According to 1 Peter 5:10, that after you have suffered a while. Come on. Come on. After you've suffered a while, many of us have been suffering, God. It's like everybody that I speak to that's a leader in the body of Christ, or those that are believers who trust in the Lord, it seems like we are being attacked on every side. Oh, but I want you to know that you're in good company. Oh, because the purpose of the attack was ordained by God. Even if the purpose of the attack, come on, or the purpose of the storm was because of disobedience like Jonah, God still, oh God, I just heard it. God still has a way to redeem you. Come on. He has a way to bring you out of it. Come on. Because we know that all storms and tests come from two sources. They're either God ordained or self-inflicted. Oh, but I came on assignment today to let you know that God said, no matter if it's ordained or if it's inflicted, I'm going to bring you out. He says, I'm going to bring you out, according to 1 Peter 5 and 10, after you've suffered a while. He says, the God of all grace, he's going to perfect you. Come on, come on, perfect, perfect, perfect. Number 7, perfect you. He's going to strengthen you. Come on, and he's going to establish you. Come on. In what I've been going through, I've been saying to God, God, I need you to strengthen me. I need you to strengthen me through this. And I begin to ask God. I said, God, I'm just ready to get back to myself. And my husband said something the other day that hit me so hard in my spirit. He says, I need you to understand that when you come out of this, come on, you're not going back to who you used to be, but you're going to be a better version of you. Come on, I need somebody to get that today. I am going to be a better version of me. I'm not going to be who I was in last season. Come on, because the fire has caused an upgrade to come to pass in my life. And so as I was just sitting there on the porch thinking, this is what the Holy Spirit said. I was sitting outside yesterday eating my lunch on the patio, and the Holy Spirit began to speak to me. And this is what he said. He said to me, he said, before we can carry the fire, carry the fire, we must go through the fire. Come on, before we can carry the fire, we must go through the fire. Before we can birth the baby, we got to carry the baby. You can never give birth to anything you're not willing to carry. Come on, you can't walk in the anointing. You can't walk in the power. You can't carry the glory if you're not willing, come on, to pay the price, to pay the cost. It costs. It's not free. Come on. The anointing of God is not free. It's not free. It's not free. It comes with a cost. Come on. And that cost sometimes will cause you to go through the fire. That cost will cause you to be separated and isolated. That fire will cause you to endure pain. That fire will cause you to endure so many things that you never imagined or thought you would have to go through. Oh, but I came tonight to tell you that there is a purpose for the fire. There's a purpose. The fire has a purpose. Come on. You're not just in the fire, huh, for no reason. You're not just in the fire, come on, because that's where God wanted you to be. But the fire, come on, you may not get this, but the fire is working for your good. The fire is good for you. Come on. The fire has been assigned to you. The fire. It's been assigned to you. Why? Because God has a purpose in this fire. God has a purpose in this pain. God has a purpose in this disappointment. God has a purpose. God has a purpose in this all. Come on. He says, I know the plans and the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of harm, to give you a future, to give you a hope, to give you an expected end. Come on, come on, come on. God said, come on, this was not meant to break you, but it was meant to build you. Come on, this was not meant to cripple you, oh, but it was meant to cause you to walk at another level, to walk in another dimension, to walk in another realm, to walk in a higher authority, to walk in a greater grace, to walk in a greater dispensation. God, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost. Come on. God said there's a purpose in your fire. Come on. And so I begin to say, God, what is the purpose of the fire? Come on. God, what is this fire about in my life, Lord? Come on, God, why did you put me in this fire, God? God, what have I done wrong, God? What is happening, God? Why am I at this place, God? God, what is it? I need some answers, God. I need an explanation. And God began to minister to me as I was sitting there on that porch, and tears begin to flow out of my eyes. And I begin to say, God, I need to know the purpose. Miles Monroe says, when you do not know the purpose of a thing, you have a tendency to misuse it. And I said, God, if I understood your purpose, I believe I could stand until you deliver me. God, if I understood your purpose, God, I believe that I could go through, God, and stop murmuring and complaining. God, if I knew your purpose, God, I believe that I could run on to see what the end is going to be. God, if I knew your purpose, God, I could stand, God, and I could, Lord God, endure, Lord God, for you told me in your word that thanks be unto God who always causes me to triumph, God. If I knew the purpose, God, I could begin to declare that, nay, in all these things, I am more than a conqueror. If I knew your purpose, God, I could get up, God, and keep going, God, even though, God, it is not easy, God. Oh, God, but I understand right now, Lord God, that this is what you have chosen, God. Oh, God, and what I'll do, God, is I will be like the Apostle Paul. I sought you three times to ask you to remove this thorn from my flesh, but every time I sought you, I didn't get an answer. I didn't get a response. Oh, but the only thing I heard you say was, my grace is sufficient for you. My grace, Hatala Messiah, is covering you. My grace is protecting you. My grace, come on, is lifting you. My grace, my grace, my grace, come on. My grace is the reason you're still standing. My grace is the reason why the enemy could not touch you in the place he desired. My grace, my grace, my grace is the reason why, come on, this is coming to an end. My grace is the reason why you have not been consumed. My grace is the reason why you ain't lost your mind. My grace is the reason why you ain't gave up. My grace is the reason, come on, why you are still here. And God, I give you glory. I give you glory today. I give you glory. So let me tell you why. Come on. Why the fire has a purpose. Number one, the reason why the fire has a purpose is because it's going to purify you. It's purifying you. It's purifying your thoughts. It's purifying your intent. Come on. It's purifying you for your new. Come on. It's purifying you. The psalmist David said, create in me. Psalms 51. A clean heart. Come on. And renew the right spirit within me. He says, wash me. Ha-ha. And I will be whiter than snow. Come on. He says, purge me with hyssop. Come on. Come on. Come on. God is trying to purify us. He's trying to remove some things out of us for the next place. Come on. Come on. He's trying to purge us. Come on. Purge us of anything, Lord God, that would hinder our forward progression, God. Purge us of our past. Purge us, purge us, purge us, God. Make us whole. Deliver us, oh God. Come on. Put us on the potter's wheel, God, so you can perfect us for the next place, God. Oh God, I feel your glory. We don't want to go into the next place with dirty hands and dirty garments. Clean our garments, cleanse our hands, wash our feet, purify our heart, God. Get us ready, God. Get us ready for revival. Get us ready for the release, God. Get us ready. Get us ready, get us ready, get us ready. Get us ready, get us ready, get us ready. Get us ready, get us ready, get us ready, God. Purify. We lay ourselves on the altar this morning, God. Oh, God, and we ask you to work in us, God. Work in us, God. Show us us, God. Show us our ways, God. Show us what don't please you, God. Reveal unto us, Lord God, areas, God, where we missed the mark. Areas, God, where we need to come up, God. Purify her so you may be in a storm because he's purifying you. Glory to God. He's making you clean. Number two, Jesus. God, I thank you. He's refining you. The fire refines. Come on, gold. In order for gold to be refined, it has to go in a fire. My Lord. And then some of us, God, has put us back on the wheel to mold us. Mold us to make us pliable in his hands. Yes, God. I'm reminded of Esther that had to go through 12 months of purification, 12 months of refining, 6 months with these types of spices and oils, and then 6 months with another type of spices and oil. She was being refined. Oh, I just felt that in my belly. Single women, my God. My God, like Esther, the fire is refining you for your king. He is refining you for your king. My single Esthers. Oh, my single Esthers, you wonder why he hasn't come yet. You wonder why you're still waiting. Oh, but God says you're waiting because I'm refining you. I'm refining you like I refine gold. So when you come before the king, when you stand before your king, in the spirit and in the natural, he'll know without a shadow of a doubt that it is you. It is you I see. It is you I desire. It is you I love. So many of us were being refined in the fire. Thank you, Jesus. He's refining us in the fire for greater works. He's refining us in this hour. Some of us are being refined because we're called to a greater vision. We're called to do greater works. We're being refined because the next place, the next dimension, the next territory, the new you. He's refining your prayer life, refining your worship. He's refining your speech. He's refining every area and aspect of your life. And then number five, the purpose of the fire, my God. I feel the glory of God this morning. Oh, Jesus, the final purpose of the fire, to promote you. The Bible says that promotion does not come from the east or the west, but it comes from above. The purpose of the fire is because God has promotion and elevation on his mind for you. Some natural, some spirit. But God said, I got promotion on my mind for you. And I had to take you through the fire because I can't afford for you to be promoted, but you're not ready. So I had to purify you. I had to purify your heart, purify your mind, purify your emotions, purify your intentions. Your one last sweep. I had to refine you. I had to remove some old ways, some old ideology, some old mindset. I hear God saying in this season, you're not just that diner or you're not just that mom and pop restaurant. But God say, if you've ever been to a 5-star restaurant, all the china's laid out, napkins, and it's different from when you just go to Chili's, or it's different from when you just go to Golden Corral, or it's different from when you just go to Applebee's, or when you go to Chick-fil-A. God, I feel your presence. Jesus. God says, the table, Lord, I receive it. I receive it for your daughter. God says, the table that I've prepared for you, God, the table that I prepared for you, I can literally see the table. There's a beautiful purple tablecloth. Silk, gold utensils, crystal goblets, plates trimmed in gold, massive, massive flower arrangements, gold regal chairs, gold and purple, on the table. And God says in this season, I prepare a dish for you in the presence of your enemies. And the fire was because of this table that I'm getting ready to set before you. Mm. Come on, just thank him for the table. Come on. Come on, I hear you, God. God said many of us are shifting from the tomb to the table. Come on. I'm moving from the tomb to the table. I've been in a tomb. I've been in a dead place. I've been in a dry place. But I'm shifting from the tomb to the table. Come on, from the tomb to the table. So I just wanted to empower and encourage you all today through the word of God. That just like the Apostle Paul was doing a good deed, building the fire so they could keep warm, and a serpent was in the midst of him trying to do good that latched to his hand, but he was able to shake it off. Come on, shake it off this morning. Shake off discouragement. Shake off defeat. Shake off disappointment. Shake it off. Yeah. Yeah. It was meant to harm you. It was meant to destroy you. It was meant to bring you down. Oh, but God says, today I give you the power. Shake it off. According to Luke 10 and 19, behold, I give you power to tread on scorpions and serpents and all the powers of the enemy. Come on, and nothing. That's why I couldn't hurt Paul. Nothing by any means will be able to harm you. They were waiting on him to die. They were waiting on him to swell up. They was waiting on him to fall out. Oh, but I came to prophesy. Come on, that every enemy, every giant, every witch that's waiting on you, I want you to be destroyed. See how you come back. They're going to know the God that you serve. And so, God, we thank you on today, God, for every fire. Because we know that the fire, God, I felt that, is working in our favor. And we give you glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The fire will refine you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, woman of God, for such a powerful word this morning that if didn't nobody else need it, I definitely need it as well. And I receive that prophecy that you gave in the name of Jesus. Father, give back what your daughter gave out to your people this morning, Heavenly Father. Strengthen her, Lord. Cover her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Cover her family, her husband, and her children, Lord. Let a season of open door just for her being obedient and coming on and doing just what you told her to do. She took less of her and more of you this morning, and we thank you, Lord, for your vessel in Jesus' name. Pastor, let the people know how they can contact you and all the services that you have. So if someone will reach out to you, let them know how they can.
Yes, we are located on all social media platforms. My personal page on Facebook and on Instagram is simply Tanya Ratliff. Our business page on Facebook and Instagram are BRD Publications, BRD Publications. And we also have our website. It's www.tanyabratliff.com. On our website, you have the ability to contact us. There's a link where you can contact us. There's also a link where you can schedule a strategy call if you are interested in writing a book, or if you are interested in mentoring or coaching services. There's also a tab there where you can submit prayer requests, or if you would like to book us for speaking engagements, it's located on our website, which is www.tanyabratliff.com, or if you would like to work with us, there's a link, a tab that says Work With Tanya. You can click that link and you will be able to see all of the services that we provide. We provide mentoring services, life and spiritual coaching services. We help with church foundation, building church from the ground up, church administration, book publishing, and we're just so excited for what God has called us to do in this hour. So if you would like to reach us, you can simply go to our website, or you can go to either of our business pages on IG or Facebook, which is BRD Publications, and you can send us a message, and we will respond as
amen, amen. If you guys didn't get that, definitely reach out to me, and I will definitely connect you. The woman of God and her husband are phenomenal people of God. You will not be disappointed. One of my spiritual sisters went to the mentoring class. She says she pushed her to where she needed to be. I'm telling you, reach out if you need the help. Do not be ashamed. Stop worrying about what everybody else say. Worry about what God says. It's your time. It's your season. You need a midwife to be able to birth you where you need to be. You've been standing still long enough. It's a changing in the guards. It's time for you to line up and get where you need to be in this season. Thank you again so much, Pastor, for coming on and giving that word, such a phenomenal and powerful word. I pray that God continue to give you strength in this journey, because you are on your way to different countries, and I'm excited for you and your husband and your
Amen.
Family. We're going to go to a musical break, and thank you guys for tuning in.
What you want to do, God? Be God in this room. Be God in this place today. And that'll be more than enough. Blow my mind, blow my mind, you can do it, blow my mind, do the impossible. Anybody desire that today? Come on, tell them. Blow my mind.
Blow my mind, do the impossible.
because you came, God. Come on, from your heart, say, blow my mind. We're in position now, God, and you can blow my mind. Oh, do exceeding abundantly above all I can ask or think today. Oh, you can do the impossible. Listen, I have good news today. I need you to know that God can do anything. Ah! Oh, hallelujah. Listen, God can do anything. I need you to find somebody. Just look them in the eye for me and tell them that God can do anything. I don't know what you're believing for today. But God can do anything. Come on, if you're watching online, I need you to just raise that witness. Every voice, say,
hey. God can do anything.
He's able to do it. Oh, you're able.
God can do anything.
You're strong enough, God. You're big enough, God.
God can do anything.
Is there anything too hard? Is there anything too hard for the Lord? I need somebody to let your faith rise in this moment and declare, God can do anything.
God can do anything.
You can do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think.
God can do anything.
He's able to do whatever you need him to do. Just declare,
God can do anything.
That my God is able. He's strong enough. He's big enough.
God can do anything.
Virginia, and I was at a school called Liberty University, and the pastor came up to me and he said, Pastor Tasha, three of our students, they went to the mountain to worship, and on the way back down, they got into a car accident, and one of them, she's paralyzed and she's not responding to the doctors, and he said, we're going to pray together. There were 10,000 students from 90 different nations, and we all begin to lift up one God. His name is Jesus. And as we begin to declare that there is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, they told me that the student, they were airing that worship service in her bed, in her hospital bedroom. And as they begin to watch, we started saying, I hear the chains falling. And the more we declared, I hear the chains falling. I hear the chains falling, and they're breaking off of Ruthie's life now. Because God, you are a healer. Her name was Ruthie. The teacher came back to me. He tapped me on the shoulder. He said, I have a text message I need to show you. He said, as we begin to worship today, I got this text message from Ruthie's mom who said, as we begin to declare that the chains were breaking, she began to move her legs. So let me give you some clarity here. The doctors told her mother that the brain, her brain activity would never respond and would never recover the way that it had before. The doctors told her mother that it was a strong possibility that she would never walk again. but God can do anything. I'm talking to some people in this room. The enemy has tried to tell you that that situation is impossible for God, and he can't touch that, and so you put that thing on the back burner. But I came to declare that God can do. So 2 days ago, I got a DM in my Instagram. It said, "Hi, my name is Ruthie." She said, a year and a half ago, you came to Liberty University, and I was a student who received a miracle. And she said, "I just want to come to Greenville, South Carolina, to hug your neck, because God used you to help save my life." Ruthie, can you come up here for a minute? I declare that Ruthie is walking, that Ruthie is talking, that Ruthie has all youth and activity of her limbs, because we serve a God who can do anything but fail. Somebody lift up your eyes, tell the God can do anything. I need somebody to raise up a praise. Lift up your voice and declare it. God can do anything.
My God, God can do anything. Just because you're in that fire, you're in that storm, know that God is molding you. People don't fold. Hold on. Remember, the overcomer scripture is Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. All God wants is a yes. He knows you're not perfect. He doesn't care about that. He cares about you. We care about you and getting your soul saved. Just put your hands up and say, "God, here I am. I need you. I can't do this anymore without you." And just give him a yes. Now, if you surrender your life to Christ, I tell you, welcome. It's a fight has began. It's not going to be easy. But link up with like-minded people that can push you and inspire you to keep going. I say this all the time. Have friends that will P-R-A-Y with you, not P-R-A-Y on you. It's a big difference in this walk since you surrender to God. You can do this. You got this, man and woman of God. You got this. And how I know, God did it for me, and he can do it for you. Don't fold. We're here if you need us. You can reach us at 832-519-7646. Or you can go to Worldwide Gospel Connection on Facebook and send us a message. I'm going to give you 3 keys as you surrender your life to Christ. 1, find you a Bible. Whether it's King James or NIV, find you a Bible. 2, find your church home. If you go online, that's fine. Ask God to show you where to go and who to be connected to. If you're free, you can definitely join Apostle and I here in Houston, Texas at 1920 Sam Houston Parkway East at the State Bridge Hotel. 1910, I'm sorry. First and third Sunday. Come on in and fellowship with us and hear a word from the Lord. You might just need that word on that day. And 3, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is not only preaching the word, but they are living the word. It's a big difference as you said yes to Christ. You must be up under somebody that's talking and walking the same thing. Now, nobody's perfect, but God is. And I'm telling you, get your Bible, find your church home, and make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is preaching and walking the same thing. If you want to bless us at Warwick Gospel Connection, you can at $WGC2020. It's $WGC2020. We do go out and feed the homeless. We do go out and feed for the elderly and the ones that sick and shut in. We don't just keep this in the four walls. We go out the four walls. And we'll be going out of the country soon. And we thank you for the donation and sowing and trust in Apostle and I. And the people and women, the people and men, women of God, correction, that come on here and give you what thus saith the Lord. We thank you for listening in. You're not in this fight by yourself. You're not alone anymore. Continue to trust God and know that he has you. You guys have a blessed and phenomenal day, and talk to you soon.